Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
If you can give it, you can have it. If you can give peace, you can have peace. If you can give love, you can have love. If you can give care, you can have care. If you can give kindness, you can have loads and loads of kindness. If you can give attention, you too can be given attention. If you can give time, you can have time. If you can give your resources, you can also have resources. If you can give materials, you can have materials. There is nothing you are willing to give that you cannot get in return. And behind this message is an anointing to break the yoke of giving and not having. Behind this message is an anointing to end giving good and having bad. Life is about give. Whatever is not given cannot continue to exist. If it does, then it wouldn't be a healthy life. Because God Himself designed the world and everything within the world to continue in a cycle. When there is rainfall, it's simply a product of overcondensation of the atmosphere. Because the earth releases its waters as vapors into the air, and the cloud receives the vapor and condenses it. After a while, the cloud can no longer hold the content of it, and it releases it as rain, and chemistry calls it precipitation. So God Himself has organized and designed the earth to flow in a system of give and take. If you cannot release carbon 4 dioxide, you cannot have oxygen. So when we give out the CO2, we receive oxygen into our system. And then the plant will make use of what we give out, and they will release to us what we need. And life continues like that, on and on. When you stop giving, you stop living. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, and God created all the beasts of the forest and all the fish in the waters and all the birds in the air. And God gave them a command. He said, reproduce according to your kind. Give birth to something that looks like you. And if you continue in this cycle, you are going to multiply. And if you continue in this cycle, you are going to replenish the earth. In other words, you will become much more than you are now. So giving is a channel for increasing. And God Himself was not out of it. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. The Bible says, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and winter shall not cease. If you allow me to paraphrase it, I'll say, as long as the earth remains, give and take will not cease. Praise God. While the earth remaineth, giving and taking will not cease. My prayer for myself and for you is that you will always be on the giving side, because those who give will always be qualified to receive. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, the Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. Whoever wants to distort this order is only trying to remove what is not removable. Anyone who tries to say, well, I can live without giving, I can succeed without giving, wants to remove an order or want to disturb an order that cannot be disturbed. And you can only get yourself hurt in that process. For God himself to gain the world back to himself, he decided to give. And what he gave was the best he had. What he gave was everything he could have given at that time. What he gave was what's needed for the solution to be provided. The Bible said, and God gave his only begotten son. And through the instrumentality of that giving, he gained back not only his son, but he also gained back the world, including you and I today. So in case you want to increase, you will need to give. Before you begin to complain that I have no peace in my home, my husband is not giving me peace, my wife is not giving me peace, ask your question, do I give peace? Can I give peace? Can I offer peace? Because what you can give is what you can have. If you can give peace a chance, you will enjoy peace. Hallelujah. I'm sure that we have heard this local proverb. Pikin wene de alai mama sleep. Into no go sleep. In other words, what the pikin they give the mama, now waiting the pikin they get. Praise God. I know that you are a pikin that will allow your mama sleep. Praise the Lord. It is what you are willing to give that you can get. If something is too big to leave your hand, then it is too big to enter your hand. Whatever you consider too big for you to give away, then you may never have it. For instance, those who cannot take risks cannot become very wealthy. Praise God. Those who cannot take risks cannot become very wealthy in life. And of course, when I talk about risks, I'm talking about calculated risks. Those who are not willing to put so much in, there is no way they can get so much out of it. Profits are shared according to risks taken. Amen. If you buy shares, you are paid dividends according to the number of shares that you hold in the company. And those who hold more shares are those who are taking the greater risk in the company. Because if something happens to the organization, they are going to be the one to lose the most. So when there is going to be profit, profit is shared based on the risk taken. Many times the word give irritates a lot of people. Yeah. Many times people don't like the word give. A lot of people think it is a ploy to take away from them what they have. So whenever they hear the word give, they get irritated, they get angry. Because people feel that when they hear the word give, somebody is just trying to take from them what they already have. You know, Jesus said in the book of Matthew, except a seed of corn will fall to the ground and then rotting up in the ground, there is no hope for that seed to sprout up. You've never seen a bean seed before planted inside the ground. 2 weeks or 3 weeks after planting it, go open up the earth, you discover that it's beginning to lose its beauty. Among seeds that I've seen, the bean seed is very beautiful. I don't know whether you have seen a beautiful bean seed before. Beautiful. Praise God. The way it is shaped. But if that bean seed is going to produce other seeds, it has to enter the ground and then we'll be willing to lose its shape. We'll be willing to lose its beauty in order to reproduce something that people will be attracted to. Today, the language that is common in the world and in the country is that the days are hard. Things are tough. Times are hard. Money is scarce. And so many such language. And then people are beginning to hoard what they have. People are not willing to give their time. They're not willing to give their energy. They're not willing to give their moral support. They're not willing to add their hands to what others are doing. Everybody wants to be selfish and stylishly very selfish these days. Praise God. People want to keep to themselves what they already have. At least, if they cannot add to it, let them keep it. And that's the philosophy of some people. If I can't add to what I already have, let me keep it. It is better that I don't take anything away from it. Because, well, things are tough. But the best way to have anything is to give it away. If it is too big for you to let go, then it will be too big to have. Again, giving is not only about money or material things. It can also be care. So giving is not only about money. It's not only about material things. Giving can also be things that you don't see. It can be care. It can be love. It can be kindness. It can be advice. It can be time. It can even be loyalty. It can be commitment. Praise God. You give your time, your loyalty, your commitment, and many such untouchable things. The basic principle is the understanding that if you can give it, then you can have it. Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 to 23. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them. Now God is bringing an assignment to Adam. Everything that came to Adam had their own equal, had their own opposite. The lion came, with his wife. The bear came, with his wife. The antelope showed up, with his wife. The elephant showed up and showed up with his wife. The monkey came with his wife. The zebra, the baboons, call them. All of them appeared with their wives, including the mosquito. Amen. Now, they all came in twos. And the Bible said God brought them before Adam and said, Adam, give names to them. And Adam sat down and began to name them one after the other. If Adam gave names to those things, Adam is qualified to give name to something that will look like him. What you can give is what you can have. Praise God. And out of the ground God formed every beast and brought them. Verse 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help that is meet for him. 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. 22. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto Adam. And now guess the miracle in verse 23. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. I gave animals their names. Now God has also given me something that I will name after me. This is not a monkey. This is not a lion. This is a flesh of my flesh, a bone of my bone. She shall be called woman. I pray whatever you have given to consistently, that you are yet to have an opportunity to receive. May the anointing of God make you receive in the name of Jesus. Let me say this especially to the single. You have gone and worn uniform for your friends. You have been in their Shebi group. You have been their chief bridesmaid. I declare to you that because you have given to someone, your turn will soon come. I may not be talking to you, but if you are the one, your amen will be louder. Your turn will soon come. Your turn will soon come. Hear me and hear me well. The Bible says God is not a taxmaster, that he will not reward our labor of good work, which we continue to labor. He said, if we faint not. Adam, I don't know how many days it took him, but I can assure you that it wasn't a one-day thing. And I'm praying for you today that whatever is waiting for a name in your life, because you have given out, God will make you have it. And Adam said, she shall be called a woman. He gave it, and he also got his own. Praise the Lord. If you can give it, you can have it. Let us consider a few biblical examples of those who gave it and had it in return. Job chapter 42, verse 10 to 17. Quickly, Job chapter 42, verse 10 to 17. What they gave, they received. There is a receiving today, a receiving anointing. Hallelujah. And everyone that is holding what is belonging to you will come under pressure until they release it in the name of Jesus. Now look at Job chapter 42 verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Remember, Job was sick. Job lost 10 of his children. Job lost all his business investment within a short period. Job lost his good health. Job lost his beauty, his shape, his appearance, his prestige, his honor, his status. Everything you can think about earthly, Job lost it. And then he had three friends who were friends that were coming to console with him. But they are not the kind of friends you would like to have. Amen. They showed up in the house of Job and they said, Job, now we know. Now we know that all of this, praise the Lord and hallelujah, you were shouting. They were all pretense. Job, if you were really as righteous as we thought, Job, these things will not be happening to you. Job, look at me, look at me, look at me. I don't shout praise the Lord the way you do. I don't give in church the way you do. But nothing is happening to me. Job, there must be something wrong with your relationship with God. Job, there must be something you have been covering from us. And they even had to tell Job, if there's anything you need to confess, confess to us so that we see whether we can solicit to God on your behalf. Amen. They made Job feel so miserable. They made Job feel so empty. And they talked and talked until they talked themselves into trouble with God. Praise God. They didn't allow the man who was facing the calamities to even talk. But those of them who were free, they talked themselves into trouble with God. And God said to Job, these your friends are in a serious trouble with me. And Job said, what do we do for them? And God said, Job, you need to intercede on their behalf. What if it were you? Wouldn't you have said, God, that serves them right? God said to Job, you need to pray for them. And I'm sure that it wasn't too easy a decision for Job. But Job accepted in his place of sickness. I don't know how he managed to rise up and interceded for them. He gave them what God wanted for them. And the Bible said, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Your next giving can just be the thing that will turn your captivity around. The next seed you are sowing may just be the catalyst. And God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before, because he was willing to give. Verse 11. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and everyone an earring of gold. If you read down, the Bible says Job became the richest man again. I pray for someone here that whatever belonging to you that is in the hand of somebody, may that person come under pressure to release it. 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 Luke chapter 6 verse 38. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto thy bosom. So if you give, it will be given back to you. So when you have an opportunity to give, especially to the things of God, don't stay behind. Hallelujah. Because more will be given to you. More will be given to you. The problem sometimes we have that leads to our frustration is that when we give, we are looking at a particular channel and thinking that God is going to bring in through that channel. Allow God to determine how he's going to bring it. But one thing is certain, that those who give, they will receive. Genesis chapter 22 verse 1 to 3 and verse 15 to 19. The Bible said, God said to Abraham, Bring your son. Genesis chapter 22. Abraham, bring your son. Your only son, the one whom thou lovest so much. And then bring him to the mountain that I'm going to show you. And sacrifice him there for me. And the Bible said Abraham took the boy very early in the morning. And then he went to sacrifice the boy. But on that place, while he was there, God showed up. I said to Abraham, because you have not denied me your son, as for blessing, I will bless you. For multiplication, I will multiply you. I will make your descendant like the sand of the seashore. No one will be able to number them. Abraham gave one Isaac and got the word. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 to verse 11. So Anna rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and she prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Anna had been praying before, but on this particular day she went to the Lord and said, now I am going to give. Lord, if you give me, I will give you. There are some of us that prayed that prayer and said, God, if you give me a job, I will never cease to pay tithe. And God gave you a job, you pay tithe for only 3 months, and after that you are forgotten. Praise God. God, if you make this business work for me, I will go and give this. May God not come to your house to ask the debt, because he can take your son. Amen. He can take your wife. He said to Pharaoh, if you won't let my people go, if you won't give me my people, I will take all the first sons in your land. And Pharaoh thought it was a joke. That same night, God took all the first son, including the first son of plants and the first son of animals, including that of mosquito. Everyone had a reason to cry in Egypt. Praise God. And I said, if you will give me a son, I will give him back to you. And did God answer? Praise the Lord. Look at verse 24 to verse 28. If you can give it, you can have it. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. 26. And she said, oh my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. Verse 27. For this child I prayed, and the Lord had given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him. He has given me. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. Why are you behaving in your offering like someone your salary have not been paid? Why are you behaving in your offering like someone that God has not been giving something to? You come to the church and you just drop a piece of 50 naira and say, God, this is what you can manage. I know that you have everything. You don't need anything again. And I said, therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there and left the boy. Praise God. But you know, God never forgets what people do. Chapter 2 verse 19 and 21. Let me tell you one secret. It's not our pledges or our promises that excites God. It's our fulfillment of the pledges that get God excited. Praise God. God never gets excited because somebody raises up his hand and says, I will give 1 million. God don't get excited because you say, I will build your house. God gets excited when you begin to do it. And now, when Anna did that, the Bible said, moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year. When she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice, how will you feel every day you come to church, you see your little boy, he's in the church, he doesn't come home. But every year Anna comes to church, he's going to bring a little cloth for Samuel. And God was looking at it. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord. And they went unto their home. When they brought clothes and gave to Samuel, Eli prayed over Elkanah and his wife and said, this boy that you have given to God is a loan. Can I let you know that everything you give to God in church is a loan? When you help another person, it's a loan. And God don't take loan from people and refuses to pay. Praise God. He said, may the Lord pay you back for this loan. And look at verse 21. And the Lord visited Anna so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. If you can give it, you can have it.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows: Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling, Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom, Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting, Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.